Comma?
No. Okay. Okay, so we're going to be looking at the sugya from Samach Beis and Beis Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Now, the sugya is doing two things. One is trying to understand the Mishnah, or the case at the beginning of the perek of Tarbit, of Ketzad, Laka, Chaymenu, of Hamar Bepeiro, which is Ketzad, Laka, Chaymenu, Chitin, Bedinar Zav, Akor, Vachena, Shar, Amdu, Chitin, Mishloshim, Dinarim. I could read through the words, but the point is that they're almost impossible to understand. So the first thing the Gemara is going to try to do is figure out what the Mishnah means. Because not everybody is learning through the perek, and it's basically impossible to figure out what this Gemara, this sugya means, we're going to focus on the second thing, which is Toch Kedei's discussion. The Gemara introduces a series of halachot, which are true lahalacha, whether or not they are the interpretation of the Mishnah. As the Rishonim note, most of them at least, we end up paskening lahalacha. So what we're going to do is try to focus, for the most part, on the halachot in the Gemara. Just to remind ourselves, the Mishnah had set up Neshech and Tarbit. Now Tarbit, I probably should put this on, right? But the Mishnah said as follows, right? Hamarba bepeirot. So what does that mean? So the Gemara said Ketzad. Laka chemenu chitin. If you bought from him wheat, bidinar zahav hakor, right? For a dinar v'chein hashar, amdu v'chein hashar, and that was the price, meaning it was a dinar, which is 25. The amdu achitin b'shloshem dinarim, and then the price changed. Amar lo ten li chitaish ani rotzel l'mochran, and then you come back and you ask for your wheat in return because I want to sell them. V'lekech b'nyayin, I want to buy wine. And amar lo, he said, well, if you want wine anyways, harei chitech asur olai b'shloshem dinarim v'harei lecha etzli b'nyayin. Instead of taking wheat, take wine in their stead. So Gemara said, that works if you have wine, but v'yayin ain lo, if you don't have wine, so then that is Tarbit. So the Gemara is picking up there. And the Gemara says, this is source one. Ketzad lakach himenu chitim bedinar zav akor v'chein hashar v'chulei. V'chi ein lo yayin mai have. If you don't have wine, what's the problem? V'atanyin poskin ala perat sheyitza hashar. So normally we can't do a forward contract on produce until there is a set price. But yitza hashar, once there's a set price, poskin, you're allowed to do a forward contract off of pisha ein lo zeyish lo zeh. And even if you don't have fruit, someone else does, and therefore, the guy is not benefiting from buying it from you at a different price or earlier or late, whatever. It doesn't matter because it is right. They could just buy it anyway. So why, in this case, do you insist that he actually has the produce himself? So Amaraba Masnisin Biba Lachov Bidmehen Askinan. It's where he's coming, lachov b'dimein. What does that mean? K'ditanya, the Brisa said, areshei noshe b'chaveru mane. If I'm claiming money from you, v'halach amen al garno, and then I go to your granary, v'amar lo tein li ma'osai, and I say, pay me back my money. Shani rotze li kachba en chitim, and I want to buy wheat. Amar lo, chitim yesh li, shani nosin l'chatsu. He said, look, I'm not going to give you money, but I'll give you wheat, because I have wheat. Seva atzei alai kishar shalach. So go figure out the current price. V'ani el l'cha kol shnei masar chodesh. But then I say, but I'll... right, I'll give it back to you in 12 months. Asur, so then it's Asur. Dilav ki isuro haba liyado dami. Because it's not like the money that he gave him. Now, what is this case? So this is a machlokas Rishonim. If you look at two, all the Rishonim get in on this. I just gave you the Ron because he summarizes the machlokas. So Rashi says this case is Peirush Rashi's al shalo. Nothing lo za mocher lo za lo keach de mechitim shechayev lo v'yachzer v'kablu mimenu b'shvil hayayin el ba lasos de mechitin chov v'lifsok al hayayin. It's not a case where there was a loan at all. Someone came to buy wheat, and the guy countered him and said, well, instead of buying wheat, I'll give you wine according to the price of the wheat. And that is going to be a problem. Tosvos says not that way. Tosvos says if you're actually doing a sale, none of this is a problem. It's only a problem when you're coming not to buy wheat. You're coming to pay back a loan, right? To get a loan paid back. And then he offers to pay back the loan through wheat. But if you come simply to make a sale, right? You say, I want to buy wheat. And he says, I don't want to give you wheat right now. I'll give you the price of wheat and wine. And that's fine. There's no halva involved. Okay, but that's just understanding the Mishnah. But this halacha, these halachos of forward contracting is what the Gemara then continues to build on. So the Gemara quotes if you skip down a few lines, to Abaye. Like, this is going to be the first one that is accepted lehalacha, but even though it's going to be rejected as interpretation of Mishnah, this is like six lines. And Elam Rabbi Masnithin, Nitani Reb Safra, Beribis Debe Reb Chia. So what is that? Nitani Reb Safra, Beribis Debe Reb Chia, Yesh Dvar Mashem Mutarin, Ve'asurin Mipnei HaRamas Ribis. There are things which are mutter, meaning Daraisa, but are also because of HaRamas Ribis. What is that? Ketad. Amar Lo, if you tell someone, Halveni Mana, lend me a mana, amar lo money, ain't li chit of a money. Yeshli, I don't have it, but I have produce, shani nosim lach, I'll give it to you that. I'll give you that. So nosim lach chit in b'mana, he gave it to him. V'chazer v'lacho heimenu be'esrim v'arba sela. And then he bought it back for him for cheaper. So that's mutter. So midaraita, that's mutter, because it's derech mecha humemka, right? I borrowed money, bought chit in with it, and then you bought the chit in back from me. Now the fact that I made a 1/25th or 1/24th, right, depending how you look at it, profit by having lent you the money, because now you go and buy it back from me for 24, which means that I get to keep one extra, extra dinar. Midaraisa, it's not a problem because that's a case of mekach u'memkar, but midarabanan, it looks like haram is ribbit because I lent you money. Now I make a dinar off the sale from the money that I lent. Right, from the produce based on the money that I just lent you. So that's how he interprets our Mishnah, regardless of the fact that that is, right, not how we end up reading the Mishnah, that halacha is accepted. So we're going to keep the Gemara here, and we'll keep looking back at it when necessary, but I think it's just easier, and this is how I organize it, starting at source 3, is to look at it from the three halachos that emerge from this Gemara. By the end, you can read through the Gemara and try to, you know, spell it out yourself, but let's look at the halacha and try to understand it. So look at number 3. First two sifim in Simon Kuf Samach Gimel go as follows. Misha enoshu b'chaveiro ma'os ve'omer lo. If someone owes money, right? Reuven owes money to Shimon. So now Shimon comes to collect the money. Ve'omer lo tein li ma'os ishenei rotze likach b'em chitim. And he says, look, it's time to pay back the loan. I have to go do a business deal. I need to buy wheat. Omer lo, he said, look, you just want to buy wheat? So fine. Save aseos alai kishar shal achsha v'yelacha et li chitim b'halva'ah. So he said, fine, but instead of paying it back, you're going to go buy wheat anyway, so let me just give you wheat, right? So, im yesh lo chitim kishir mosav, if he actually has the amount of wheat that is commensurate to his loan, so that's fine. Mutar afilu lo yotza ashar, then it doesn't even matter whether there's a price, or a set price, right? He just says, look, you were going to buy the wheat at Sobeys, whatever, and the price at Sobeys is whatever it is. So I'm going to save you the time, and I'm going to give you that price. It doesn't matter that it's not a set price, because I actually have wheat, right? I'm actually setting the wheat for you. V'im lav, but if I don't have wheat, atzrafilu yotza ashar, then it doesn't matter if there is a price. And that's the position of the Mugei Yosef, the Ramban, the Magen Mishnah, etc. V'nem and amokhar lomar sheyesh lo v'ein tzarach raya litvarev. Shulchan Aruch just adds that we don't check on him, right? He's believed. But if he says, I have wheat and I'm giving it to you, we don't then go say, do you actually have enough wheat? We trust him. Okay, that's halacha 1. Halacha 2, sif beis. Haresha hayalo chitim. If you have wheat, v'asa halvasa alav. So I did this, right? I said, instead of paying back money, I'm going to set this wheat, and now it's going to be yours. Uva achas man v'amarlo. Now, in the meantime, you hadn't actually collected the wheat, right? I didn't need the wheat now. I wanted it in storage, so I left it in your house in the meantime. And then I come at someone and I say, kim lechitim, I want my wheat. Shani wrote, so machram lekach l'dem yain, because he said, I changed my mind, I don't want to make bread, I want wine, right? So I need to sell the wheat to buy wine. Amarlei, the guy said to him, look, that's great, but say, aseosam alai yain kishar shabashuk atam. So he says, look, I have wine too, so why are you going to bother going to the market and buying wine? I have the following suggestion for you. Figure out the current price of the wheat. Now, this is a bit tricky, right? It's not, don't find out the price that I originally gave it to you with the wheat, right? If I gave you $100 of wheat, and now that $100 of wheat is worth $150, but it's your wheat. So now, I say, go find the current price, which is $150, I'll give you $150 worth of wine. So even though it sort of looks like ribbis, it's not ribbis, because Reuven already owned the wheat. It was just sitting in Shimon's silo, because he hadn't picked it up yet. So even though it looks like ribbis, right, because I lent you $100, you gave me back $100 of wheat, but now you're giving me $150 of wine for it, it doesn't matter, because we made a virtual sale, right? Now I already own that wheat, so now I have $150 worth of wheat, Now I'm just giving you under $50 of wine. It's as if there's a double sale. I know that's confusing. I'll try that one more time.
So
right?
Does he actually own the wheat?
He does.
By leaving it there?
Because it was Yeshlo, right? That was the key to it, is that it's Yeshlo.
What
right?
about Pesach by Aliyah?
Right? So that's, we're going to come to that. Is how do we deal with this problem? Is there an actual kinyan? That's what we're going to get to in a minute, but this is the basic halacha. So, im yesh lo yayin, harei zeh mutar. If he has wine, it's good. V'im lav aser, if not, it's aser. Okay. So how exactly does this work? So the first question you have to ask him is, okay, all this thing, right, all this whole things, right, where I come and I say, well, use real people. Elisha, right, you owe me, you know, you owe me $100. Pay me back $100. You say, look, I don't have $100. I have, you know, I have five new svarim, right? So that's clearly what you want, right? Take this farm. I say, fine, but I don't, you know, I'm, you know, taking the bus today. I don't want to schlep it back in my knapsack, right? I'll come back. And a few days later, I come in and say, you know, give me the books. You know, I want to, you know, on biceps, sell books, right? I want to trade those books. I want as a deal for another book that I want. In the meantime, those books have become rare and they've appreciated in value, so I can get a good deal, right? So you say, hey, I'm a book collector. I have those books too, right? Figure out what these books have appreciated to, and I'll give you a commensurate number of the new books. So that's mutter, because even though it all started with a loan, at this moment I own the five books that are in Elisha's position, are in possession. Now I'm just making a separate sale with him, a separate deal with him on the new books. As long as he has both books, it's fine. So the Rishonim all ask, okay, but how much of a kinyan do I need to do on these books such that it's true, right? The reason that this whole thing works is because it's if I already own the books, even though they're in on Alicia's bookshelf. So what do I need to do so that they're mine, so that it's not a case of ribbis? So it's a three-way machlokas. If you look at the Rambam says, I know this is backwards, but the Shulchan Aruch, I'm summarizing the basic halacha, and then we're understanding what it really means. Fine. He said, when I do this whole deal, and you actually have, right, Elisha has the both sets of books in his possession, if you were to back out now, so you'd have to take a Misha Parah. Lefichach, im machar lo karka b'chovo, ein echad mehen yochal lachzer bo, v'avol pishein mos hamal v'metuyus b'shas ha-mecher. And therefore, if I were to sell, you know, the land that's based on this loan, right, we can't be chozer, even if there's no money. Because the point is, we made not a full kinyan, we made a kinyan lin mishapara. Right, so the Rambam says it's not that I actually need to do hagba on the books, but since we've made the deal, and now if we were to either of us were to back out, I don't know how this went. It went from full charge to one. I don't get it. Well, if it dies, I'll have to switch. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so. The Rambam writes that in order for this to work, I don't need a real kinyan. I need a kinyan mishapara. I need it to be enough of a deal where we've actually now committed, such that if I back out or Elisha backs out, we need to take a mishapara, which means, right, we accept a curse. Then mishapara midor hamabul, midor haflaga, and whatever. I'll be cursed. Great. Even though it's not a full kinyan, that's enough, because at the end of the day, the point is that those books are essentially mine. If I back out, or Elisha backs out, or if Elisha backs out, really, that's a problem. He's not supposed to, and there's halachic consequences if he backs out. So even though he's allowed to back out, and allowed to say, you know, forget it, I'll give you money instead of your books, since if he does that, we will look down on him halachically, and we will formally criticize him for it. So even though I didn't do a full kinyan on the books, that's sufficient, because at this point, it's basically double kinyan. It's not really double kinyan, but it's basically double kinyan. That's enough to remove ribbis. The Ravid says no. Said Mishael Lochov. He said Amar Avram Lo Yadati Zeh Lama Sharei Hushva Gonim Kulam Milva Lehotzan Nitna Ve'Ena Kinesinas Maos Klal V'Hachem Rinim BeKidushin V'Sham V'Mecher Shezek Kone V'Milva Lehotzan Nitna B'Mecher B'Maykana. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. This is a case where I came to claim a loan. So this is not the same as a normal case, right? A normal case, if I pay money, right? So even if I haven't done a full kinyan, assuming you think that money isn't kona midaraisa, still I've given you money, and that's why you are now committed to me. But in a case where I come to Alicia and say, you owe me $100, and he says, I'll give you $100 worth of books, it's not like he has my $100 sitting in his property. Once he borrowed the money, it's lehotza, he's allowed to spend it. So this is one step lower. It's not a misha para. I only have a misha para where I actually buy something from you. Here I'm buying something with him from with a loan, with imaginary money. So you wouldn't even have a misha para. So he says, you know what? It's not a misha para. He said, if Elisha backs out, he won't even be chayv a misha para. It's just that he's ethically committed to give it to me. It's even one step lower. But since the only problem is to define this as not ribbis, I don't even need a misha para. Right? It's not that I need to actually own the books. It's not even that if Elisha will back out and give me the books, he would need a misha para. It's just that, since he actually has the books, when I came and said, Elisha, pay me the $100, he said, I'll give you books instead. Since I can legitimately look at that and say, this is not a farce, he has the books, he's giving it back to me. And then when I go back to him and say, I need those books to swap for other books, and he says, I have those books too. And any reasonable person can look at it and say, that's not ribbis. Right? That's legitimate. Like, you were holding on to the books for him, and now you have the other books for him, so you're doing a trade. Even though it's not a formal kinyan, the point is it's not ribbis anymore. So the Ravid says that the kinyan, quote-unquote, you need to make is nothing. It's just that that Elisha needs to have both sets of books, so that I look at it and say, this isn't ribbis, this is a series of transactions based on the loan that I once made. The Rambam says, no, it needs to be enough of a kinyan that, even though Elisha could back out from the first deal, he wouldn't, because he would be cursed, right? But neither the Rambam nor the Ravid say that I need to do, you know, Hagbah on the books. I need to go into his house, pick up the book, and say, look, Elisha, hold on to it for me as a shomer, right? I don't have to go that far. Even less than that is mutter. Look at the Shach. The Shach takes the position of the Rambam. He says, mutter, mishum dezochi b'mehashtah, v'yavagav delo moshech, since when it becomes more expensive, it's in his own property. It's not ribbis. It's enough of a kinyan to remove me from ribbis as long as Elisha would have to take a misha parah back out of it, and that's it. The Taz in 6 writes, he said, the Shach is correct. That is the position of Rashi. Well, he's not writing the Shach, but fine. That is Rashi's position. Umiu hecha de einlo lav ki suru abaliyah the dami de hecha de yav lezuze posek afal pisha einlo de yachal zet liknoso bimos shekibel de chitim mitzuyin lo vechule aval zet ein biyado bame yekne vidame leribis agan lishon. So he quotes Rashi. So he said, mi de kosev ein biyado bame yekne mashma da afilu maos einlo. Okay. No, the Taz is making a different point. Yes, the Shach was the end of that stage. Next point is, when I come to Elisha, start that again. When I come to Elisha to make this deal, does Elisha need to have both sets of books? Or can we solve the problem if Elisha has enough money in his property that he could go and he could buy the books on my behalf? Right? Is that enough? Right? Meaning, now I come to Elisha and say, I want the 5 books back because I want to buy the new set of whatever. And Elisha says, look, I don't want to pay you right now, but I know that there happened to be this set of books for a good price at Miriam's, and I'm going down south anyways, and I could buy it for you, and therefore, right, let's make the deal, and I'll give you that set of books. Does that work? Right? He doesn't have the second set of books, but he has money for the set, right? Is that enough? Because then you could say, right, it's a series of transactions, or no. Once money gets involved, right, once Elisha and I start negotiating, and I say, give me back the loan, he says, no, I'll give you the books, right? And he says, well, don't give me the books, I'll get you the money because I could buy that set of books, or I'll go buy that set of books for you, or whatever it is. Once we start getting money involved in it, does that make it ribbis? So the Taz...
Who owns the book?
What?
Who owns the first set of books?
Elisha owns all the books. I'm the Malfa, right?
So even though they've gone up in value.
Correct. So is it that even if Elisha didn't have, let's say the first set of books, right? I came to Elisha and Elisha said, instead of giving $100, I'm going to give you these 5 books which are worth $100. But he doesn't have the books on him. It's just that he's going to go buy the books because they're readily available. Is that okay, right? Or do we say, no, that's ribbis because I'm saying give me $100 and he's telling me, no, I'm going to go pay you back $100 worth of books, and then I come the next day and say, you know, forget those books, right? I want another set of books, and he says, no, I'll switch it for you, right? But since at this point it's all theoretical, it's all money, he could have bought the first five books and could buy the second set, but I'm now relating to it as cash because he never had it. Is that us? Or do you say, no, as long as I come and say, pay me back, you know, $100, and he says, do you really want $100? You're going to buy books. And he says, look, I'm willing to pick up the books for you. So since he actually has the money in his property, right, it's no different than me saying, look, pay me back. And he says, instead of paying you back, I'm going to go be your shliach and I'm going to go pick up the books for you, right? I'm going to elide the problem I just raised by saying shliach because that's a sugya later on. But let's just make it simple. So is him having money enough to remove the problem? So that, the Taz notes, Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi thinks yes, right? Rashi thinks as long as he has something so that it's not a farce, right, that I come to him and say, you owe me $100. He says, look, here's the $100. I'm willing to give it to you, but I'm also willing to give you the books, right? So that's not fake, right? Because now we've chosen, right? It's not that he's holding on to money. He doesn't need my money, right? He has the money. He's chosen to go and get books for me instead. That's fine, and then I can keep doing this. Or do you say, no, once money's involved, it's too much like a loan. So Rashi says, works. But if Ma'oz ain't low, then it wouldn't work. And that is the position of the Taz. V'chenir l'fiyas daiti after the lipsis, l'fidasa poskim, so z'charen to the kan mo'el, yesh lo mo'ez mishalo, im yotze hashar, as long as there is a set price, so then it is fine. But if you look at the Shach in 7, the Shach says that's not true. Right? He says, yesh lo mo'ez, kashir, sh'yachol k'noz, ben chitim atzri. He said, no. The only reason this deal works is because I went to Elisha, I said, I want the five books, and then I come back to Elisha and say, I want a different book, and he keeps switching the sets. That's why it doesn't look like ribbis, it looks like a series of kinyanim based on my loan. But if I come to him and Elisha says, look, I could buy you five books, right? But I didn't buy you the five books yet. And then I come back and say, I don't want those five books, I want another five books. And he says, well, those five books went up in price, but I'm willing to buy you $150 worth of the new set of books that you want. It looks wrong already, right? So Rashi and the Taz say, that's fine, the Shach, quoting the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe and the Bach, right? So, you know, it's a pretty good lineup there. Say no. Once you're talking about, once he doesn't have the objects in his hands, then it's a problem. The Chavos Das in 8 tries to, works on this machlokas. He says, Vimlav Aser. So Ayin Taz, Sivkat and Dal, the Matar B'yeshlo Mos Mishalo. The Taz, it says, said that it's fine as long as Elisha has the money. Vashach Oser. He says, Vitam machlokus and Nero. What's the reason they argue? So he said the reason the Taz is Makil and Rashi is Makil is because he thinks that if you back out of this deal, you were Makabal and Mishapara. So that means if he backs out of the deal, whether he had the books, whether he has money, since him backing out would have legal consequences, it is a quasi-Kinyan, and therefore, it's no problem, even though, yes, it looks like there's money, it doesn't matter. I've made a real Kinyan at this point. He is obligated to go give me those five books. In a Chanam, he doesn't have the books, it doesn't matter. He's legally obligated to give me the books, and therefore, if I then want to trade those books, he's legally obligated to provide me either the books that I wanted or a trade for those books. And that's why it is, right, that's why it is mutter. And then if you skip down, and then he says, v'ha'osrin sri'lula ka'raivit, and he says, the people who are oser, they must hold like the raivit, demilva lokoni, rakla enyin ribis, hamidu ha'chama mechitim bershusu, mishm ha'chabin, and yesh lochitim dafka, v'lo mahani maus. And if you think that, no, it's not because it's a kinyan, there was no kinyan whatsoever, it's just that, if he actually has the produce, so it's not ribbis-like anymore, because then I legitimately have rights to books, and he's giving me a different set of books. Well, once it's not books, it's all money, so then it looks very much like ribbis, right? If there's an actual quasi-Kinyan going on, so then it doesn't matter how much it looks like ribbis, it's not ribbis, because Elisha was obligated to give me those books, and now he's obligated to give me the higher price of the books. But if it was just solving the ribbis problem, made it look not like ribbis, it looks very much like ribbis. If when I went to Elisha, he didn't have the books, he committed to buying me $100 of books. Those $100 of books are now worth $150. So I lent Elisha $100, and now he's coming back and he's buying $150 of books to pay me back. It looks too much like ribbis. If it's just a ribbis question, not an actual Kinyan question, so then you can't do it. And that's how he understands the machlokas, the Shach and Taz. Now, these cases of haramas ribis, what happens if you actually do them, right? You weren't supposed to. Do this kinyan be'ein lo, right? Because it looks like ribis. But what if you did? So what's the halacha? So it's a machlokas rishonim, Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says, Yishtvarim shen mutarim v'asr lasos b'nei haramas ribis. Ketzer, amr lal v'ini manav, amr lal mani, en lechitim yesh lebi manav, en asan lechitim manav, v'chadr lachon menu, petition. I'm sorry, we've moved on to the third case. I've already moved on to the third case. I should really make myself little notes. Because I write this, the problem is we write the source sheets like a week in advance. I don't remember where I was on this anymore. Okay, so this is the third case. The third case which the Gemara had is the following. And you can look at the Gemara, but this is the case. Is Yesh Ram Shem Lutaran Vasal Asos Mene Haramas Ribis. Ketzad. Amar Lal Veni Mana. If I say, lend me $100. So Amar Lal, Mana Ein Lichitim Yeshli Bimana. And he says, I have $100. Venasan Lochitim Bimana. And then, so I take $100, right? I ask him to lend me $100, and he lends me $100 of wheat. But then, Elisha says, you know what? I want the wheat back. So I sell it to him for $90. So now, because he lent me the $100, he's gotten his wheat back, $100 worth of wheat for $90. So he's gotten $10 ribis, essentially. It's hareza mutter. It's technically mutter. Aval asro mipnei haramas ribis. Because, right, he gave me $100, and now he got $100 of produce for $90, so he benefited $10 worth of wheat because of having lent me money. V'im avar va'asa, but if you do it, kazeh harayu motse mimenu meya bidin shafilu avak ribis enkan. But if this does happen, at the end of the day, Elisha still gets his $100 back. He shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have bought back the wheat from me for $90. But it's really just a kinyan, right? Meaning, there's no real rule that I can't borrow money, buy wheat, and then sell it back to the person who gave me the money in the first place. Why shouldn't I be able to do it? It's a series of kinyanim. So it looks very bad. It looks like ribis, but it isn't ribis. And therefore, I still owe him a full $100. The same problem as if I borrow a field from, I have a field of yours as a mashkon, right, and then I rent it back. And then I rent it back to the loveh, right? So that looks really bad because the malveh is holding onto the mashkon and now sells it, right? Now it's renting it back to the actual owner. It looks bad, but it's not technically osav shelveyu. But the Rambam says, in the end of the day, that case is only haramas ribis because it really is a reversal of sales, right? I borrowed money, I bought something, I sold it back to you. That's fine. I shouldn't do it, but if I did, you still owe me, or I still owe you. I don't remember who's owing money anymore. But whoever owed the money owes a full $100. The Ramban says no. Had the Tani Rav Chiya Yesh Rav Shem Mutar Vasar Lasos Menei Haramas Ribis. So Yesh Mefarshim Delav Avak Ribis Hu El Harama Baalma. The Rambam says this isn't even Avak Ribis. It's only Harama, right? Lechatchilo Bezin Govenos Am Avar Rasakin, and therefore Bezin can collect afterwards. But lo mashmali, he said, no, right? If I borrowed $100 of wheat from Elisha and sold it back to him for 90, and now I still owe him the $100 later on, kari ze tarbit, kloma ribit did Ibrahim. This is, it may not be ribis daraisa because it isn't ribis ktutza because I didn't commit to giving it back to him, but it is ribis, right? It is ribis derabanan, alma avak ribis, because there shouldn't be gemara, and therefore Bezdin will not force me to pay it. If I do pay it, it's a different story, right? Avaz Ribik Ein Motzin B'dayanin. But Bezin definitely won't enforce it lechatchila. The Rashba summarizes this. He says, "A Ramban Zalachria le'isur v'kalzut Avaz Ribis derabbanan hu v'lo mefakinen lo mimalve lelove v'lo milove lemalve d'hab masizin tarbis derabbanan kandasiv v'hu dekat moki k'detani yirvsafa b'ribis derabchia." The Ramban's proof, according to the Rashba, that this is avak ribis is because, remember, despite the fact that we're not trying to figure out how the Gemara interpreted the Mishnah, that is the context of the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to figure out what was tarbit in the Mishnah. And tarbit in the Mishnah is ribis derabbanan. It's not less than that. Right? The Rambam has ribis, avak ribis, haramas ribis. But the Ramban says, what are you talking about? What we're trying to explain here is the tarbit, right? Which is ribis derabbanan of the Mishnah. So that's avak ribis, that's ribis derabbanan, not less than ribis derabbanan. But the Rashba defends the Rambam, and he says, no, efshar lilomar dalabai vaday hachanami, kevin dalashchak patlam asnizin, elabahachena, balhashi, dozav abai, velomitukim amasin, ghadar of safra, lekaraya klalam asnizin. He said, it's very nice, but Abaye needed to understand the Mishnah this way, and therefore for Abaye, it's real ribbis de Rabbanan. But even though we accept Abaye's halacha, we don't accept that Abaye is a good interpretation of the Mishnah. If it's not a good interpretation of the Mishnah, then it doesn't need to be ribbis de Rabbanan. It could be a new category, where we can accept the halacha without all of its implications, and therefore the reason the Rambam thinks that when we do this weird sale, that it's not even havak ribbis, because he thinks it's not interpreting the Mishnah, and therefore it's a new category. Okay. Now, based on this machlokes, there is another application. So if you look in number 12, the Rivash has the following application from the Rajba. Matzati tshuva l'Rajba zal. Shekosav. B'mishem malva moz l'chaveiro v'kosev b'shtarim lo nasati l'chad l'zman ploni etin l'chakach l'kach shelefi hadin ein vazem mishum ribis she'ein ze'el k'nas. So there's a machlokes rishonim, which we'll come back to at some point, whether, instead of ribis, I'm allowed to put a k'nas, right? I borrowed $100 from Elisha, and Elisha says, look, if you give it back to me by April 1st, you owe me $100. But if you give it to me by April 2nd, you owe me $110. And if you give it to me April 3rd, you still owe me $110, right? Ribis has to be, right, accruing. This is not accruing. It's a one-time kenas, right? If it's late, you owe me a kenas. If it's not late, you don't owe me a kenas. Fine? Yeah. So if you do it, if you say you'll pay me back on time and owe me more, that's ribbis. But if you say you'll owe me once, only if it's late, that's a kenas and not ribbis, according to half the Rishonim. Right? So if Elisha says, borrow $100 and I'll give you back $120, even if you pay on time, that's ribbis ktsutsa, d'oraisa.
It's not a penalty.
Right? It's not a penalty. Right? I'm paying him for borrowing the money. If he says, look, you pay me back on time, it's an interest-free loan. You pay me back late, it's a one-time knas, so don't pay me back late.
But if you pay back on time, it's $120. If you pay back late, it's $120.
If I pay back on time, it's $100. If I pay back late, it's $120. No. That's a knas. So half the Rishonim say that's fine. If he says it's $120, and if you pay me back 2 days later, it's $130, and 3 days later, it's $140, no, that's already a problem, because then, right, it's Amtanas Manos. Here it's not Amtanas Manos. It's a one-time, you paid me late, you owe me a knas.
But if you pay on time, or you pay late, you pay $120.
It's still a problem. Once you're paying, because it's not a penalty then, you're paying on time.
Right.
Right, but you don't have the time on
it. It doesn't matter. You already asked.
Well, that's the problem. Because if I pay, right, it's not a kenas, then it's agar nasar lay. I'm paying him $20 simply for borrowing the money. If I pay because I was late, then half the Rishonim thing, that's not agar nasar lay, because he didn't care that I had it till April 1st. He cared because I didn't pay back on April 1st.
If you have an agar nasar lay,
that's
right.
It. Then you're already done.
Then it's ribbis ktsutsa.
But if you have the knas, but the knas escalates, then you're back to...
Then it's agar natale again, because now I'm paying to hold the money extra days. So it has to be a one-time knas. Then it's a machlokes rishonim. So the Rajban, the Rivash, think that that's fine. Omnam omar, shedai to las or lasos came in the chatzilah. But even though, midaraisa, the Rajba thinks it's fine. The Rajba himself thought it's asr lechatzilah. De lo gara mi ribbis mucheres, because it's basically ribbis mucheres. Sh'apa valpish inkan agar natale. Kaven Shabalo Hanoa Machmas Halvaso Usur. Because at the end of the day, I got benefit from my loan. So that's Rubus Mercheres, right? It's not actually interest, but I did benefit because I lent you money. Vamrina Nami, and we also say in our case, Tani Rav Safra, Beribis de Berabchia, Yetram Shumutan Vasos, and Mishum Haramas Ribis, Kate Zat, Amrlovi Mana, Amrlo Mani Inli, Chitim Mana Yeshli, Venasal Chitim Mana, Vahadalakoman of Chabdal, and Arazem Mutter, Vasar Lazos came with Neharamas Ribis, right? This is the, I borrow $100 from Elisha in wheat, and then he buys it back from me for $90, and I still owe him $100. V'lo amru v'mishna sinu v'mishna paru miktas chovo elash im lo yifra ashar v'zmano rei peron arishon matan al mafreya chozer v'gova achshav shtoro ino noto rivas klal v'mashe kvar natel eino chayev lahach zer demir z'gura v'lo avak ribis elash asr lazos ken lechad chilo v'mnei haramas ribis. So the Rivash, in the name of the Rajba, says, okay, this kenas is not ribbis, d'oraisa. It's also not avak ribbis. It's the one level down. It's haramas ribbis, right? And therefore, the Rajba, who, as we saw, defended the Rambam, right, at least in this tshuva, says, okay, so when I set up this kenas, it's like our case of the 190, where it's usher because it looks bad, but it's the third level. It's not ribbis, it's not avak ribbis, it's haramas ribbis, right, where it sort of looks like ribbis, and therefore, even though it's usher to do, Bezdin will allow me to collect it lechatchila, because once I made the deal, it's not ribbis at all, and therefore I'm allowed to connect. I'm allowed to collect, rather. In this case of haramas ribbis, What about, am I chayev latzeis yidei shamayim? So we've already discussed whether by avak ribis you have an obligation. But even if by avak ribis you think that you have a chiyuv latzeis yidei shamayim to give back the money, what about haramas ribis? Right? So the Sharadeya says, the gamnir de haramas ribis, igava yinu chayev latzeis yidei shamayim. He says, look, if you passing it to Rambam, the Tshuvas HaRashba, then it may be usur, right? But since Bezdin will make you collect it fully, so obviously you're not chayev even yidei shamayim, right? They will, once you've done it, it's over. Tshuvas HaRashba is Revi Ariva, Tshuvas Malbach, Barichas Yosef Echem, Tshuvas Ramban, Vechaz Hashem, Da Ramas Ribis, Kil Yosef Mi Ribis, Mucheres. But he notes that the Ramban himself says it, so we have to rethink what we'd said before, right? Before we'd said that according to the Rashba and the Rambam, this Haramas Ribis is a step lower, and according to the Ramban, it's full Ribis Derabanan. But what the Shardeya says, based on the Tshuvas HaRamban, is no. Even the Ramban doesn't think that Haramas Ribis is full Ribis Derabanan. He thinks there is three levels. The Machlokas goes like this. There's Ribis Daraisa, there's Ribis Derabanan, there's Haramas Ribis, which is either half a step below Avak Ribis, and therefore, Bezin won't initially tell you to collect, but if you do, they won't be telling you to Chayiv Latzeis Yidei Shamayim, which is the Ramban, or the Rambam. Once you did it, Bezin will let you collect because it's a full, let's say, a full step below Ribis Dirabanan.
You collect, meaning as the lender, though?
Yeah. The... No. So the lender, yeah, exactly. The lender will, yes.
You can charge it, even though it's...
Bid you, right? Once you're done, you can now, once you've done it, you can do it. Right, and then he's, if you skip down three lines, it's gam nearly the baharamas ribis by haribis ribis. It's true that ihotzi menu b'dinei akum madayin yisrael shetav v'gavu menu shaloka dinei menu b'miyado. And even if you would use the secular course to collect it, or bezin by accident would make you collect it, it would stay. That's it, right? Even if bezin themselves were the ones that forced you to pay, which maybe they shouldn't do, according to the Ramban, doesn't matter. If they did, it stays in his hands. After b'shar v'ak ribis motziin miyado chegav v'kamalkum baharamas ribis. Yesh lomar de kill yoser to have a kigezel mi divreim ibnei darkei shalom de lekulei amal motziin miyado, because it's just like a, you know, darkei shalom, which is like a, you know, a lower level of avichiyuv derabbanan. Okay, so we'll stop there for now, and then after this we'll next week we'll do this and ribis amanas le hachzir, hopefully. I hope. Okay.